This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, we're at it again. Joe Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me tonight. Always appreciate it. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. And, you know, just getting involved, getting engaged with one of the chat rooms. I think it's one up on the website. They're on Facebook. They're wherever. But really the place to go is our website. Everybody's there. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. If you want to sign up for the weekly email blast, that'd be really cool. All right? Because here's the deal. The more I have on there, the easier it is to let people know how many of you are listening, engaged, and involved. That's the, you know, that's the big part about it, too, is being engaged and being involved. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email if you got something to say and you just don't want to call in. Send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And I really do, again, appreciate your involvement. My God, the list gets bigger, doesn't it? No, really. When it comes to the states that are involved in the lawsuit now, joining with Texas, I think it's great. And you got people screaming. I love the people screaming on the left. What about you guys all about state sovereignty? Okay. We are all about state sovereignty. We're all about people voting the same way as well as it was agreed upon. Right? Isn't that what we're about? Everybody should have equal access. And the stories that we hear from the other states, doesn't that demean, doesn't that devalue, if you would? If Texas did it the right way, if Texas really watched over their elections to make sure they were fair, and five other states didn't, and it changed the outcome of the election, then it changes the protection of Texas. It changes what they get to do, what they don't get to do. It's not a matter of just a person not being elected that they wanted. Because that's kind of what the left is pushing, which is the normal lie that they like to push. It isn't just because, again, the person that they wanted didn't get elected. It's because it wasn't a fair shake. Because it wasn't a fair election. Because there was active cheating going on. Yes, you heard me. There was active election fraud going on. By the way, don't try to find us on YouTube or anything. I mean, they're stifling all kinds of stuff. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me again on the air. And well, you've heard this before. How many times do I have to say it? You should have it down by now. After the break, Alfonso Rachel is going to join me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. I lovingly refer to him as Zoe. I'm glad he's with me. I'm glad he's on the show on a regular basis with us because he brings a different perspective, different conversation, you know? And I do very much like the road that we go down on a regular basis with him. Look, I cannot wait until the Supreme Court says, yeah, we're going to hear this, we're going to take it, and we're strictly going to go by the Constitution. Not by what you Facebook constitutional scholars believe to be truth. We're going to go by the real Constitution. What do you think of that? I think that's exciting myself. You know, and if there's no evidence, they say there's absolutely no evidence of dead voters, right? How true would you think that is? First of all, we've got, now these are all confirmed. There's nothing here that's kind of like thrown out as a conspiracy. These are all truly confirmed. We've had dead voters confirmed. We have software that we've seen tabulate, corruptly tabulate the numbers. We've seen it change numbers. We saw a test of 100 votes in one of those machines. 50 for Trump, 50 marked. 50 for Trump, 50 for Biden, all go through at the same time and come up with Biden winning by 26%. How's that work? Look, I didn't do well in school, but I can't even do that. We have Dominion, the executive partner of Biden's team. Observers were illegally removed. They were asked to move. Now, here's what they're using as a defense. You're going to love this. The press that was there at the time, the media, said that they don't recall the media. Are you following me? This is where the joke is. The media doesn't recall them being forced to leave. They do recall the Georgia official saying, well, we're going to stop counting now. But there's no reason given. But everybody else seems to remember the reason of the broken pipe, and it was stopping, and we're going to wait to be fixed. Let's talk about statisticians and mathematicians and scientists who all say the same thing. The outcome was mathematically impossible. Okay? 15,000 ballots in Georgia never put through the machines. Wonder why. Lots of counties though, they reported more voters than people in the county. What happened? Signatures were accepted that were at a 40% rate. That only matched at 40%. So the mail-in ballots, they had a match at 40%, and they didn't put them through. I mean, they put them through, and the true absentee ballots had to match at 80%. Just craziness. Alfonso Rachel joins me after the break. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute. Listen to the Real Side.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Hey, 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 mambo, mambo, Italiano, hey, mambo.
We are back. I'm back. I don't know you guys. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. You know, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I mean, most of you can say that by heart, but it's really funny. I give the phone number out 117 times a night. Many of you will send me an email going, I was going to call him, but I didn't know what the phone number was. It's like, come on, really? Then you're not listening. That's all I got to tell you. Just not listening. Or you're not paying attention. One of the two. Anyway, one of the guys I love to have on with me on a regular basis. He's on every week. Helps us get things rolling. Is, his name is Alfonso Rachel, but I love his nickname, which is Zoe. I think it's great. He's the host of the Zopian and Den, Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft. Buddy, glad you're here with me.
All right, man. Glad to be on. Let's party. Well,
I'm glad you were able to go away, get away from your prayer vigil for the president. To help him. We were talking about this during the break, people. Like, all of a sudden, people who don't drop to their knees are on their knees.
Yeah.
Right? 4 years later. It's like, oh, right. God. God, remember me? Yeah. Joey. Right. Joey M.
Yes, yes. It's funny, man, because, okay, so you got these people who are terrified that Biden's going to be president. It's like, okay, well, you know, the Lord tells us a lot, you know, hey, don't be afraid. I'm not a spirit of confusion or anything like that. But here's the thing. You got to actually believe that, because the thing is, this country is wrought with confusion and it's wrought with fear. And the reason why is because you have a lot of these Christian conservatives out there who haven't really been praying in who God actually is and who he says he is. Now, all of a sudden, they've got all this religion and they don't understand that the salvation of this country is not in Trump. But that's what they're praying for. They're praying for Trump to stay president so he can save this country, as if Yeshua himself is not the salvation of this country and has already saved it. So that's why we have all these problems, Joe.
Well, no, but you hit on something there, which is very true. It's almost like they're praying that he gets back in so he can protect them from all the ills of the left, right? From all the stuff that gets thrown at us. And it's like, well where are you?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, mm-hmm. David shows up. You have all these warriors cowering in the corner with their thumbs in their mouth, right? They got
right.
all this. They got everything they need to fight back. And God has to send the food delivery boy, for all intents and purposes, the pizza delivery guy, to take on Goliath. And for those of you who actually read the Bible, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about there. But,
yeah.
And that's what's happening now. It's like all these people going, what do I do now?
See, and you can see how, you know, those who are, and we're not trying to sound holier than thou here, Joe, but, you know, it's like you got to understand the instruction, that the Lord is the instruction.
I got to read the book? Are you serious?
I got to read the book. Yeah. At least let's put on audio or something like that. I mean, we could do that now, too, you know. But, you know, the thing is, man, we're not supposed to be just waiting for our prayers to be answered about Trump. You know, and I'm just as guilty as anybody else, you know, Joe. But hey, if Biden gets elected, we have to be just as committed to praying for Biden as we are praying for Trump. And Biden, yes, is evil, but we're supposed to pray for our enemies. That, hey, we're not praying for Biden to be rewarded. Okay, we're just saying, hey, Lord, we pray that this nut receives your peace and truth and can actually do the job. You know, so but we don't do that. We only pray for people that we like.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I joke about that all the time. I tell people you have to pray for your figures, you know, people in authority. It doesn't mean you pray them dead. You're supposed to pray for them to make the right decisions, you know.
Right.
I don't want them to die. I just want them to go into a coma for a couple of years. And then he'll come out again, and everything will be cool. No.
Well, some of these littles are, actually, in a kind of a coma anyway. But no, you're right. It's like, the thing is, we're not praying for, because the Lord himself says, look, I don't want the wicked to die. I want them to see the light and live. That's what we really want. It's like, look, man, we really want you to get it, okay? But the thing is, if you refuse to get it, then we're all about the Lord pouring out that wrath.
No, but you're exactly right. People don't get that. Ultimately, we'd love to see. I'd love to see. I'm not going to speak for every Christian, but I'd love to see people come to the knowledge of Christ. I want them to be, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, it's hard for people to swallow, but the reality is we want to see everybody up in heaven, right?
Yes.
We want them to know God. We want them to understand the peace and the love and the understanding that God really has for you. You know, where some go, well, he'll never do it. You don't know that.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You won't know until he or she takes their last breath. And again, the ultimate love for someone, you Christians who say you love people, the ultimate love for somebody is looking at a Barack Obama who you may hate, looking at a Joe Biden who you may hate, or Kamala Harris, and say, you know, I really truly wish that she comes to know Christ or he comes to know Christ. Because right there and then, it's not going to make him a perfect person, but it opens up a whole different door that we can reach them with, correct?
Amen. Amen. And Joe, the thing is, if that were the case, man, then there would have been no hope for me, because I'm a knucklehead for real. And because I used to believe like these people, man. So if it's like, what's the point? Why bother with these people? There's no point in doing it and stuff like that. It's like, nah, man, just like you said, that's not our decision. We're supposed to just, you know, and the thing is, but the word does say don't cast your pearls before swine. But the thing is, this person has to prove themselves as a pig first.
Yeah.
Give them the opportunity. It's like, look, if you don't get it, well, then you just ease on down the road, dust off your sandals and ease on down the road and let the next person do it. But you don't just say, oh, I give up. That's right. It. These people are never going to get it, man. You know, we don't know what God is going to do about that.
No, I love to joke. My mom listens to the show from time to time, and I remember praying for her. For years I was praying for her to come to know Christ, right? And finally, I mean, seriously, one night I'm praying. I go, you know what, God? You want her, you get her. I'm done. I'm tired. And I'm going to tell you something. One of her friends that she hadn't seen since she was in grade school shows up from Chicago to Boston. It was coming through town. Felt like the Lord led her to come by and see her. And my mom got saved that weekend. So I wasted 2 years of my life trying to do it on my own. You know what I'm saying?
You know, her friend probably showed up with some, like, you know, with some calzones and, you know, and some, you know,
so some, she should have stopped by here first. Then. That would have been the way to do it. Butter me up first. But anyhow. But seriously.
No, she broke bread proper with her, man. You know, came, you know.
No. You break cannolis where I'm come from. So yeah.
Okay.
But no, it's true. I'm glad we talked about this because we have a lot of, there's a lot of people that I know, quote unquote, committed Christians. And when we get into that election cycle, all of a sudden they're committed Republicans or committed whatever. And
yes.
And you go, what happened to God?
Yeah. Right. Now, and the thing is, and man, I tell you what, Joe, and I'm the worst spinner, man, because I got a hot temper. I can have a hot temper, and it's easy for me to, like, want to hate these people. You know, when I'm talking about, you know, yeah, Democrats and stuff like that. But, you know, it takes the strength of the Lord to not, and it's like, Lord, I don't want to hate these people, but I could. And I know that, you know, the real strength is being able to pray for them. And it's like, I don't want to kick a dead horse here, but Joe, we got to be able to say, God, you know, these people, you can't just put it all on Trump to say, oh, all our prayers are in Trump to be able to solve this. It's like, take a load off the guy and say, hey, how about some of this? Pray for our enemies.
Yeah. You can't even solve your own problems.
Right?
You're going to put it on some other guy to do it? You know, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Zoe's going nowhere. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An expert panel of advisors voted Thursday to endorse granting an emergency use authorization to the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. The panel's recommendation that the benefits of the vaccine outweigh the risks for use in people 16 years and older now goes to the FDA for a final decision. The director of the National Institutes of Health says Americans could be getting vaccinated now within days. Dr. Francis Collins tells Fox News that states are ready to distribute their first shots.
The Warp Speed team is ready to start distributing this vaccine to the states, and every state has already made a plan about how they would make this allocated based upon what the priorities are. So what are the priorities? Because we don't have enough doses for everybody right now, so the initial priorities are for health care providers, because they're on the front lines, and also for people who are very vulnerable, that is, residents of nursing homes and assisted living.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. This is the Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-SHOW. 855-732-556. I don't know. I guess eventually I'm going to have to start doing this in Chinese or something. I don't know. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Love to have Zoe with me, Alfonso Rachel. He's the host of the Zopian Den Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study and the Zoloft. Zoe, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man.
You know, it is not a Christian complaint fest when you and I are together, but it is us shedding light. One of my biggest irritants, you and I talk about this a lot, is when you got the Sunday go to meeting Christians, and then what is it? The rest of the week, the other 6 3/4 days, I won't say they're living in heathenism, but God is kind of like over there, and I'll reach out when I need him, or I think I've eaten some bad food. I'll pray to him, and my stomach hurts a little bit or something, right? Or I might get that promotion. Yo, God, come over here. I need to talk to you for a second, right? But the rest of the time, he's sitting over in the passenger seat, and you can't be bothered.
Right.
And now you got all this going down. And I want to be clear about this, because I don't want people to think that we're just religious nuts, but the coronavirus is real. I got it. There was a virus out there, and it is hurting people. This is not a pandemic, but it's hurting people. Okay, look at the numbers, people. Use your God-given ability to think. Okay? But how quickly Christians have folded, buckled under, and given in to the authorities without really asking God for guidance.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the churches, even though they got the okay to open, look at a lot of them that are kind of hanging back, because it's not because they're afraid of anybody gets sick. They're afraid it's going to change again.
Right.
Fear. And it's all about fear. What does the Bible tell us about fear? I can't remember. I'm old.
Fear not.
Real simple, huh?
Uh-huh. Pretty straightforward. It doesn't mean to be without common sense. It doesn't tell us to not be practical or anything like that. But it's like, look, man, if you're going to be, you can either answer to fear or you can answer to me. You know, it's like, is fear your God? Okay, well, don't spend your mind, don't waste your brain cells in bowing to fear, you know, in your brain. But the thing is, and I've said this many times, Joe, the church had an opportunity to make a mockery of what the godless are trying to do. You know, it's like, just like you said, God gives us the guidelines on it. He's given us in his written word, his God-breathed word. It's to us. He tells us how to handle things like this. We should have been, like, when they're trying to tell us you know, science says that you need to quarantine. It's like, well, the Word of God already told us that. He already gave us the parameters on that. He's already given us the statutes on quarantine, on hygiene, how to go about. Because it's like, did the medical industry think that they were geniuses when they realized that all bodily fluids are suspect? Well, the Bible already told us that. You know, so we as the church should have already been way ahead of this already. And now looking at the godless now who are acting like a bunch of religious zealots, you know, trying to act like these Pharisees out there on cleanliness and how we're supposed to behave with each other in this plandemic, I should say.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's, and you're right. And it's funny because we do have, I was joking with you a long time ago, and I still do with some people about the fact that you have Fauci out there giving you scientific information like cover your mouth when you sneeze. Wash your hands. Keep your hands off your face. All the things that my non-scientific, half-English-speaking grandma told me back in the 70s.
Sure,
and
sure.
She didn't have a PhD.
but you know, what, full disclosure, man, you know, some people do have to be told this, though, Joe. I mean, man, I've been on jobs, man, where, like, you'd be in the break room, and they'll have, like, salad and stuff like that. And you'll have people come in and not use tongs or anything like that, will take their hands and reach in salad, put it on their plate. And it's like, I know you didn't just, like, reach in there with your hands that everybody else is going to be getting it. People do, Joe. Some people actually do not have boundaries and think that this stuff don't apply to them. That's a real thing.
Those are the people why they put directions on shampoo bottles, toothpaste, and the warning that says don't use this hair dryer in the shower, right?
Yes, these people
exactly
are out there.
That was made for.
they're out there, Joe. It's a sad thing, and yeah, some people, and it's like the public. What do they call it? The public address or the public service announcement to do?
Yeah, right.
You have to go out, man. It's sad.
Oh, my God. You know, famous movie, right? Stupid is as stupid does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you're going to start telling these people that coffee is hot, that's a problem. so the China Spygate, or whatever you want to call it, don't you love, you know, this I call him, what is it, Swaller, right? What else are you going to call him?
That, man. I mean, you.
Think about it. He's been with the Chinese spy, but nothing to see here. Yeah. Right? And what does he do right away? Like a spoiled 17-year-old that got caught. It's all about Trump's impeachment. See, I was doing the impeachment, so they let this information leak. Well, somebody should have said, okay, it leaked, but is it true? Were you sleeping with a Chinese spy? Nobody asked him that question. Because it has nothing to do with it, right? And even now, today, when they're coming down with it, what's he saying? This is all a distraction by, you know, Team Trump. Well, wait a minute. How can it be a distraction? Is it true? Nobody has asked this guy. Is it true?
Yeah, I'd say it's a distraction, all right. He himself got a little distraction and fell for a secret agent 00 booty call from China.
And what they got that thing up there, the spy that shagged me or something like that. They got a picture of him and her on there from the...
Okay. Yeah, baby, yeah.
Yeah, you can't, you know, the funny thing about it is, can you, I always say this because I think it's so true. Can you imagine people sitting around a room in Hollywood going, hey, I got an idea for a movie, okay? Sure. We're going to, you wouldn't believe any of that. Somebody in the room would go, oh, it's a great story, but nobody's going to believe that. Well, guess what? Today... You've got to believe it. Look at what's happening.
Sometimes truth is definitely stranger than fiction, man. And you know the thing, it's like, okay, so this person is going to, they're in the fundraising or whichever, and this person is helping
them
with that.
Yep.
You got to know, man, that something is not right if they're just going to jump in the sack with you. It's like that should have sent off a whole bunch of red flags. It's like, now, one would say that, oh, well, that's just a normal thing, you know, Zoe, in politics. You know, they all, you know, super. I say, yeah, well, that's why. But that's why they say in politics, you know, it's like the second oldest religion. I guess the first, I mean, a profession, I should
say. The first one is prostitution. Got it.
So it's like, you know, one could say, arguably say that, yeah, they're all hoes, you know, so this is no big surprise. But, you know, there are some red flags that should go off there.
Well, one of the red flags should have been while she was having relations in the backseat of a car with an 84-year-old mayor, okay? and they got caught. And what did she say? I just try to make my English better. What's that got to do with having sex with a guy in the back of the car? You take an English class. It's probably cheaper and safer. You know?
This but I guess
is just
not as much
craziness.
Maybe not as much fun, though, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. And then you want to talk about, you know, people say to me, Joe, it's not right. You call them the godless, soulless left. You have to stop doing that. And I'm going to say today, with you, my spiritual brother, no, because
no.
They are the soulless, godless left. Look at what's going on in L.A. You people in Los Angeles, you voted in a district attorney who has said he's not going to prosecute prostitution. He's not going to prosecute trespassing. He's not going to prosecute, assault on police. I got a whole list of things he's not going to prosecute.
Wow.
You know, L.A., you're on the way down. You're not going to be able, who's going to come to the city of Los Angeles to do business where they know they could be robbed, they could be beat, whatever, and nobody's there to protect you. What are the cops going to do? Sorry, the DA will not prosecute. So we won't be there. We won't be answering this call.
Yeah. Yeah, how bad does that? It's one of those things. Is how bad does it have to get, man? It's like we really are watching frogs boil.
Well, you know what? It's called the City of Angels. It should be called the City of Demons.
Well, angels are demons.
Demon angels, right? Okay,
you know?
But you know what I'm saying, right? Because most people get that angelic thought, right? Oh, it's the City of Angels. God must be there. Yeah, which one?
Interesting point, though, Joe, is that the name Angels itself means message. It means messenger. And L.A., and whether an angel is bringing a message of good news, like the gospel, or who is going to be coming to deliver the ultimate gospel, or whether an angel is bringing destruction, it's all a message. And even the City of Angels and the things that they do, they put out lots of messages, either by media or by example. And in a way, they are very true to their name.
Oh, yeah. No, I love this stuff. I get the biggest, we have the biggest, most beautiful cathedrals and churches and steeples and crosses everywhere. And we're all for the opposite. I love it. Joe Senior Host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute.
Yes, it's like...
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure, again, to have you with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. And let me just bring him on, because I don't have him on enough. And, you know, we fly through the time when he's on. Fonso Rachel joins me, lovingly referred to as Zoe. He's the host of the Zopian Den Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. I think he makes great coffee, because he drinks it all through the show. But I don't even know if there's coffee in there. I have to have his wife check it out, let me know. But, yeah, and tell people where they can get all this information. Get a mug. They can sit there with a mug while they listen to some of your music, your worship music, just before they go into the Bible. Come on, dude, sell this.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and yes, they can check out the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, my music project, 20 Pound Sledge, other projects that I'm doing with music, and stop in and, you know, just trying to, you know, find creative ways to get the truth out into the culture.
Yeah, it is a big deal. It's you got to get the message out, and people, you know, again, if you're not listening to the right people, and I'm not saying that Zoe is right or wrong for that matter, but you really have to listen to people that have been around, that you can trust, that you know are telling you the truth, and their heart is for you, and not to, you know, become the next grand poobah, whatever it is that they're doing. And you know, you see that in politics too. You know. I'm heartbroken that there's a fellow that's leaving the school board that I'm on because of most of the politicians that I know, and I know a lot of them. He was always in it for the kids. He wasn't in it to become mayor to move on to city council, to move up to the state. His heart for the last 20-plus years was for the kids. So when you see somebody like that get pushed out for mostly political reasons, it really does, it bothers you because you know that there are people out there in political seats. I mean, school board's a great place, it's considered a great place as a jumping point to go to a city council or a state seat or what have you. But, you know, it's just amazing. Sorry for another day, but I was watching a bunch of city council school boards across the country who now are renaming schools across the country. It's like, let's not talk about getting kids, I mean, I'm livid about this. Let's not talk about getting kids back in school. Let's not talk about how to make it safe for them to go back to school. Let's talk about making them, helping them not feel bad when they go to school because it's Jefferson High and he had slaves and the black kids go, and they said this, and the black kids go to that school going to feel bad because they know Jefferson. Most of those kids, and I'm not just talking to black kids, I'm talking to everybody going to that school, don't even know who Jefferson is. Okay, let's start off there. This is, again, a distraction from reality that the left wants to keep you going because we don't want to hurt those kids.
Now, see, and Joe, see, this is where conservatives shoot themselves in the foot.
Yep.
You know, it's like we got to do that iron sharpens iron, Joe. And there's a lot of conservatives out there because we hear conservatives all the time saying, we need to get our kids back in school. They need to be back in school. And it's like, okay, wait a minute. We're always being told by conservatives that these schools are indoctrination camps. It's like, why are you in such a hurry to send these kids back to these schools that are more hung up on a kid's gender and what they're going to identify as, pandering to all this racist nonsense, just totally mind-molesting these kids. And you know it. You conservatives, you know that they're doing it. But why are you in such a hurry to send these kids back there? What we need to be fighting for is because if we're going to have this compulsory education, we're going to have public schools, which I'm not actually against, per se, but you got to understand, if you're going to send your kids to a place for 8 hours a day, they're going to be influenced by godless people. Can we not make the argument and make the fight to get the Lord back in school where he rules?
I don't disagree. I mean, I know he said get him back in school. I'm looking at a larger picture. Again, right or wrong, I'm looking at a larger picture that says right now, because nobody, look, it goes to the argument we had the second segment, right? Where are our Christian warriors? Where are our Sunday go-to meeting Christians? Are you at those board meetings screaming to get prayer back in? Are you at those board meetings to allow your kids to... And then you want... All right, to your point, you want to complain about how bad the schools are? Not you, Zoe, but you, Christian. Where are you? I don't see you.
No, I'm
the Christian on the board. I don't see my people. I see the ones coming in with the rainbow flags telling me that I'm nasty, I'm hateful, and I'm a racist and a homophobe and everything else there is. I'll see our people there.
But you're right, Joe. I mean, I got to own it too, man, because I definitely don't be going to the PTA. Now, I used to teach, you know, that I guess I'm a has-been in that. But, yeah, I've taught on college campuses. I've spent my time as an educator, too, teaching martial arts to kids and stuff like that. You know, so I've been a teacher. But at the same time, yeah, it's one of those things that you can't just, like, take, like, a little moment of it and, I've done my thing. It's like, no, just like you always say, man, you've got to be involved. We can't just sit there and complain about it. Maybe I need to take my behind down to the school. These meetings, say, hey, man, y'all need Jesus. You need Jesus.
Well, you know Sonya Schmidt. You know who she is. Uh-huh. She came down to one of my board meetings since they were trying to remove me for being a racist. And she came down and, for lack of a better way of putting it, she went all black female on them. Okay, and what I love about that kind of thing is they're so full of themselves. They're so sure. They're so well educated. Here's a black woman going off on these white guys, and they don't know what to do. They're sinking under the chair. All right, and I'm sitting there like, all right, Sonya, keep going, don't stop. And but it's funny, you know, how enlightened they believe they are till they actually get confronted by somebody who is part of that group that they're trying to protect. And say, don't protect me. You have no clue as to what I'm going through and not going through. Who are you to sit up there in those chairs and tell me, my people, Mike, what's best for my kids? You know?
Right.
I just thought that's it was great.
That's when they go get that mental ointment to massage themselves, make themselves feel better and say, well, you know, she's not authentically black.
She's been brainwashed by the white folk around her.
Right. That's how they'll make themselves feel better about that.
No, and that's why we have to get involved and engage. Look, we've turned society, you know, and it's sad. We've turned society into a point where mom and dad have to work, okay? We want more. We want more. We want bigger. We want better. We want two cars. No, not two cars. We want three cars. Well, we can have three cars. Let's have two cars and a boat. Oh, let's not forget the RV. Okay? Right. And every kid can't be in the same room. Everybody has to have their own room. You know, I'll have as many kids as God gave me. Gave me like nine kids. No. You had sex that many times, okay? And God set up the system on how it works. It makes me crazy when people say, you know, well, God bless us with another kid. How many is that? 17, but we can't afford our house anymore. We have to sell it. God didn't give you those kids. He set up the system by which you have those kids. You indulged in the system, okay? I don't know what to tell you. Just like, you know, if you eat the wrong food and you get sick, you can't put the sickness on God. He told you what, read the book. He told you what to eat. If you eat like he tells you how to eat, listen, I'm a betting man. The odds are you're going to be fine. You don't eat like he told you how to eat, you're going to get sick. He designed the car. He designed the body.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. And also with like you said about the people going to work and have and wanting more, you know, also it might be an issue, Joe, of people going to work so they can keep more. I mean, we've been put in an economic system, man, where it's like, you know, like when we talk about we want a good jobs, we want the economy to come back. And like this is one of the issues that I have, like with Trump and supporters. Everything is like jobs and the economy. And, you know, the economy is doing so great. To me, Joe, you know what a good economy looks like? Oh, when a person, like say a two-parent household, when one person can go to work and cover all the bills, while the other parent is able to raise and nurture the kid. That's what a good economy looks like to me. But a lot of people, both men, like, you know, there's more women in the workforce than there ever has been. That's because a lot of women have to go to work. In a good economy, pops can go to work, the husband can go to work, and mom, in her biological design, who is better suited to raise and nurture the kid, can raise and nurture the kid. You know, that's a good economy, but I think we've sold out for that to think that, you know, jobs in the economy is what matters the most.
Yeah, no, I get a kick out. Listen, people will say, first of all, I have been blessed to pretty much my whole adult life. I've been able to carry the bills for the house, and my wife has been able to do what she needs to do or wants to do when it comes to the kids, the grandkids, you know, and so forth. And just for clarity, I'm not so sure. It doesn't have anything to do with my white privilege. It has to do with that I was working sometimes two jobs. I was working hard just to get, you know, things together. I had four kids, right? God didn't bless me with four kids. I decided to have four kids, all right? And so he's got to pay for them kids. Somebody's got to feed them. And I didn't want the government feeding them. So, you know what I'm saying? And so the bottom line with it is, again, you can do it. But if everybody, you know, if you got to have two Escalades in the garage, and you got to have the boat inside the house, and you got to have a 4,000 square foot home, I mean, it does get a little crazy after a while. You know, where I live, I don't live in a high end area, but they just built a whole bunch of new homes, and they're affordable because they're starting at the low 500s. I'm going for who? Who are they affordable for?
Yeah, and I want to clarify, you know, Joe, like even, you know, when a man and a woman decide that they're going to have some kids, you know, it's not to say that, hey, you don't have a career that you have in mind, and you don't have whether you're a man or it's like if God has blessed you with a passion and talents, it's like by all means do it. But the consequence to that, Joe, is like, you know, if a person wants to pursue this career and then send their kid off for 8 hours a day for somebody else to influence, there's going to be consequences, and our nation is collapsing because of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, because we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Thank God Jesus didn't mind hurting anybody's feelings. We all be in a world of hurt right now. Anyhow, where do people find you?
Thanks, man. BronzeSerpentMedia.com and all my social media contacts are there.
Oh, perfect. All right, Joe, always a blessing to have you on. People, be back in a little bit. Don't go far. I'm going to be with you for another 2 hours. Be back in a few.